This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is certainly a day of big news in tech, as we started with today. But pull back from the touchscreens and the keypads for me for just a second and focus on something a little bit more tactile, would you? Paper. Paper notebooks, to be exact, made by Moleskin. Simple bound journals that you wouldn't really think could do well against an iPad. But should you think that? You'd be wrong. The company has been doing so well, it went public on the Italian stock markets earlier this year. Arrigo Berni is the CEO of Moleskin. Mr. Berni, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here today.
I confess I was astounded as I started to read up for this interview that this company has only been around since 1999. I sort of thought you guys had been around forever.
Well, that's because the product and the Moleskin story really go back way back toward the end of the 1800s and beginning of the 1900s. A group of artists and literati, mostly based in Paris, started using these notebooks. But the product then disappeared toward the second half of the 1900s, around 1980. And about 10 years later, in the middle of the 90s, this small Milanese company decided to bring them back to life, but decided to register the Moleskin trademark, and that was the beginning of the story.
Now, I have to stop you here and ask you the question that my guess would be is on everybody's mind. You've said it differently twice. You've said Moleskin and Moleskin. So pick one. How do you pronounce the name of this company?
No. We want people to feel free to say the name the way they want. Huh. Having said that, though, Moleskin as a word is originally an English word. So the English pronunciation is Moleskin. But then it also was moved to France. And over there, an E was added, and it became, in the French pronunciation, is Moleskin. So that's why probably I'm bouncing back from one to the other.
As a guy who runs a global company that happens to be based in Europe, Italy to be precise, how worried are you about the Italian financial crisis, about France now being in recession again, about that whole mess over there?
Well, as an Italian citizen, so on a personal level, I am worried. As a head, as you mentioned, of a global company that kind of happens to be based in Italy, I'm taking a more global view to our business. I know that Italy currently accounts for less than 10% of our sales, so fairly confident that we have the possibility to offset any negative macroeconomic factor that may be a problem.
It's kind of extraordinary, don't you think, that in this day and age of digital and tablets and all of that, that you guys can make good money selling high-end paper. Isn't that sort of awesome for you?
Well, yes, it's awesome. Like for me personally, success is always awesome. You can't take
good
anything
point.
For granted. So every time something works, you know, I'm always in awe about that. I mean, there are certain dimensions of our life where digital technology is definitely providing a benefit and an advantage to us. But there are other dimensions, the ones that may be closer to the essence of what human beings are and the physical experience of interacting with physical products, the emotional dimension of getting in touch with one's thoughts. But technology is at a disadvantage, in fact, compared to paper.
Arrigo Berni is the CEO of Moleskin, depending on how you pronounce it. He said it's okay. Mr. Berni, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me with you today.